This goes to Dr. Sierra, S-I-E-R-R-A, fax 989-775-4680, regarding Victoria, V-I-C-T-O-R-I-A, 10-2, C-A-N like November, T like Tom, U. Date of birth is 10-13-1981. Dear Dr. Sierra, this is a post-hospital follow-up visit for Ms. Cantu with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy with type 1 diabetes, and hypertension. Her last visit was January 19th of 2026. She had worsening renal failure at that time. Creatinine had jumped up to 3.2. So she was referred to the Kidney Smart class and did attend, and then also was going to be referred to Great Lakes Surgical Associates to schedule a fistula, a vein mapping, and then fistula placement or graft placement if fistula is not possible. But she then developed chest pressure, a very intense chest pressure, and was hospitalized from 2-7 through 2-11 in Midland Hospital, and then required a cardiac catheterization and stent placement. She had such extreme shortness of breath before the catheterization and stent placement that she could not finish a shower without having to sit down and rest, and that has greatly improved. Although she does still have some shortness of breath with extreme exertion, and very poor appetite and occasional vomiting, but very small amounts of phlegm. And her weight is up 2 pounds over the last 2 months, but she reports that it is actually up and down quite a bit. It fluctuates a lot. Currently no chest pressure or palpitations. Dyspnea on exertion is markedly improved after the cardiac catheterization. No diarrhea, blood, or melina. She's still making adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and minimal edema of the lower extremities. Medications. I want to highlight Lokelma, 10 grams three times a week. Aspirin is 81 milligrams daily. She's on the pancreatic enzymes with each meal. Droxidopa is 100 milligrams three times a day. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily. Plavix, 75 milligrams daily. And Roserum, 8 milligrams. It's R-O-Z-E-R-E-M, 8 milligrams at bedtimes for insomnia. Physical exam, weight is 158 pounds, pulse 95, and blood pressure 134 over 72. Her neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender without ascites. And trace of ankle and pedal edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 227 of 26, and creatinine was 2.67. Estimated GFR 22, calcium 9.0, sodium is 148, potassium is 4.6, carbon dioxide 24, random glucose was 155. And her hemoglobin A1C was done 312 of 26, and it is 7.5. Her albumin is 3.5. Most recent CBC was done 2-9 of 26. Hemoglobin is 10.9. Normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. with symptoms of uremic toxicity, with the poor appetite and occasional vomiting. We are going to make the referral to have her, again, to have her see Great Lakes Surgical Associates for vein mapping and AV fistula placement as soon as possible. And cardiology has approved at least an evaluation, and if fistula placement is necessary, they believe this will be she'll be stable enough after her cardiac catheterization to proceed with the surgery. She will continue to have lab studies done for us monthly and as needed. She'll follow a low potassium diet, as that tends to be elevated, and she's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 1 to 2 months if she doesn't start dialysis prior to that. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.